HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. June is already over, and what a month it was. Colorado Brewers Festival was a blast, and I thoroughly enjoyed the Golden Music Festival, an event that should be on your 2014 calendar. Now that summer is officially underway, the festival season shifts into overdrive. There will be multiple events going on every weekend, and I will start wishing that I had a clone so that I could be in more than one place at a time. This week is 4th of July, and that means parades, barbecues, carnivals, and more will be taking place in towns small and large across Colorado. Most of you probably already have your holiday weekend planned out, but if you are still looking for ideas on what to do, you could join me in Winter Park on Saturday. I'm heading up to Winter Park Resort for a long overdue girls' getaway. That's right, I'm leaving Ryan at home. We're attending the Village Uncorked, an arts festival featuring Grand County artists and regional wines and cheeses. I'm very excited for the learning tents, where there will be hands-on instruction and demonstrations in art, cheese making, and even a class on wine and cheese pairing. With live music and the laid-back atmosphere of Winter Park Resort, it should be a weekend to remember. Learn more at winterparkresort.com. The High Country Stampede Rodeo starts this weekend and runs every Saturday night through August 17th. It's the 30th season, and it takes place in Fraser. More at highcountrystampede.com. And if cowboys are your thing, the 113th annual Cattlemen's Days gets underway this Saturday in Gunnison and runs through July 14th. To keep tabs on everything happening in this beautiful part of our state, go to GunnisonCrestedButte.com. And speaking of Southwest Colorado, we're looking forward to spending July 19th through the 21st in Pagosa Springs for the 5th annual Renaissance and Pirates Festival. This event has been growing every year, and we can't wait to experience the fun. More at visitpagosasprings.com. Before we head to Southwest Colorado again, though, there's some big-time fun happening right here on the Front Range. The second weekend in July is a big one. I'm going to try to be in three different places on the same weekend, which should prove to be very interesting. First, it's Loveland Loves Barbecue, Bands, and Brews in downtown Loveland. Featuring music all day long, tons of barbecue, and local beer, this is a great event for the entire family. When you go, be sure to stop by the Feed and Grain building, also in downtown, where a unique art competition will be happening. Last year it was called Assemble, but this year the name has been changed to the Sculpture Games. It is now a two-day event where 10 teams of artists compete in a Junkyard Wars-style competition. They will turn junk donated by Uncle Benny's into art in mere hours. My husband, Ryan, owner of Ryan Schlafer Fine Furniture, won this event last year and will be back to defend his title. Learn more about the Sculpture Games at thesculpturegames.com or by following HeidiTown. The same weekend is Beer Garden Festival in Morrison, Colorado. This is one of our very favorite summer festivals, and you can see lots of write-ups about it on HeidiTown.com. This is an authentic German beer garden party, complete with music, beer, food, and lots of dancing. I really do love this festival and will be speeding to Morrison after the Sculpture Games in order to enjoy an evening of beer, giant pretzels, and polka. There's another truly special and distinctive event happening over the second weekend in July. It's the 4th annual Rocky Mountain Old Time Festival at Parrish Ranch, just west of Berthoud, Colorado. I've talked about it before through the years, and I know it's a festival that many KRFC listeners would enjoy, and probably do go and enjoy. Go to thecroma, that's thecroma.org, for details on this four-day music extravaganza. Okay, I am quickly running out of time for this segment. As usual, I'll be sharing lots more July festivals on HeidiTown's Facebook page, as well as tweeting about festivals and sharing photos and videos on Instagram. If you are hooked up with Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, or any other social media platform, you can be sure that HeidiTown is there too. Until next time, I will see you online or at a festival near you. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.